Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 2. We will start in verse 1 and end in verse 21. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They stood there amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk, that's all." Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark, and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Once again, that was Acts chapter 2 verses 1 through 21 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Peter began his sermon by quoting the Old Testament and telling the people that the disciples were not drunk but filled with the Holy Spirit, full of joy and life. We get to taste eternity even now. Christians are called to tell the world the truth and show them lives of joy, even if we are mistaken for drunken fools because of the fun we are having. The Holy Spirit has come, just as Jesus promised. The Spirit lives in believers, transforming our character and empowering us to live the mission of Jesus. The Old Testament promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and that God's people would receive new hearts with the word written upon their hearts, referencing the writings of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3. The New Testament promises that Jesus will return and that the promise will be fulfilled as well. Until he comes again, live in his love and tell the world about his promises. A lot of people make promises, but God keeps all his promises. You can build your life on the solid rock of his word. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you thank God for keeping his promises? What difference does it make for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.